The bill comes from House Judiciary Committee Chairman Boone Republican Chip Baltimore.
Meeting for House Study Bill 501 will come to order.
Baltimore explains that kidnapper and convicted sex offender Michael Klunder was free to prey upon Kathleen Shepard and her friend Desiree Hughes because he was let out of prison early on a previous kidnapping charge. Family and friends say that should never happen again. Kathleen's dad was overcome with emotion as he addressed lawmakers and onlookers.
My name is Michael Shepard. And Kathleen was my daughter.
13-year-old Desiree Hughes also spoke. She recalls the day she was kidnapped along with her friend but got away safe.
Because I can promise you that not all of the kids that get kidnapped are going to be as lucky as I was. So please help me make a difference and change the law.
Representative Baltimore explains just how his bill might have kept Klunder in prison.
The first part allows him to be charged with a more serious crime.
When the kidnapping victim is a child.
The second part deals with once he's convicted and in prison, how much of that sentence does he have to serve?
Meaning under the bill there would be no time off for good behavior for certain crimes involving kids. Through his good behavior credits, Klunder served only 19 years of a 41-year sentence.
So he was under no supervision or parole requirements whatsoever.
Crowding the committee room were friends and supporters with T-shirts saying Kathleen's Hope. Sue Hirschberg is from Lorville, up the road from Dayton. She didn't know the Shepherds, but a friend of a friend recruited her to help.
And go out and get signatures for Kathleen's Hope. They're working with Chelsea's Light out of California.
Chelsea's Light is a California foundation working in Iowa and other states to toughen kidnapping statutes. 17-year-old Chelsea King died at the hands of a violent predator 4 years ago. Two Republican members of a three-member panel signed off on House Study Bill 501. Democrat Mary Wolfe of Clinton did not. She calls it a piecemeal approach to lawmaking.
I think we do have a tendency here at the Capitol to react to incidents. So something happens, we pass a law that's aimed at that specific incident.
And Wolfe, who's an attorney in her life outside the legislature, favors more comprehensive sentencing reform, including earned time. But a bill is also under consideration in the Iowa Senate to address the Kathleen Shepard tragedy. Backers say they hope some version of the legislation gets signed into law. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.